The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, really excited about this one, man. This Pennsylvania State Championship. Excited about representing Whipple. I was just joking this morning, man, we could play this game in Breezewood, man. That'd be awesome.
I love that quote.
Maybe
that's
Hershey,
the quote of the week.
Altoona State College.
Brian, we just talked about it during the break. Can you imagine if this game was at Beaver Stadium?
That'd be quite the atmosphere.
Limits?
109,000.
It should have been.
They should have, like, Doesn't baseball designate rivalry series? You have a certain rival all the time?
The Pirates is the Tigers. I don't know how that was come up with.
I didn't say they did a good job of it, but why not do that in the NFL, Brian?
Well, in this case, as Tomlin alluded to also, they're only guaranteed to see them every 4 years. Now, in this case, they've had the quick crossover because of where they finished divisionally. So you'd really be scheduling out to try to pull off something like that.
Well, yeah, but they're going to 18 games anyway. When they go to 18 games,
maybe there'll be more flexibility for such ideas.
There already is with 17. Here's what should happen. Each team should be designated a rival outside of their division.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, the Bengals wouldn't have anybody relevant, but who cares? You know, the Steelers would have the Eagles.
Yeah, they can take the Escaloosa for any one of those.
The Ravens games. Would have the Commanders. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Let's pick rivals outside the divisions for teams.
Jaguars, Bucks.
Yes, the Steelers, Eagles every year at Beaver Stadium would be one of the greatest ideas in NFL history. Limits, would you agree with that?
1,000%.
Or every three, even. I mean, Pittsburgh, Philly, State College.
Buffalo could play who outside the division? The Giants in a little battle of New York?
Yeah.
All right. Then Miami could play another team, Miami and Tampa.
Yeah, sure.
They live 10 minutes away, for God's sake.
Chargers can play against the Rams right there in L.A.
Guarantee that every year
at
SoFi Stadium.
I guess it would have to be Jets, Giants, so the Bills would need a new team. Bills against, so they have
the Lions. How about the Bills
and
the Lions?
There you go, the Rust Belt game.
Yes.
Or the Bills and the Browns.
No, the Bills are with the Browns. The Lions and the Browns, you mean. Yeah.
No, the Bills-Browns could be Rust Belt, too, outside your division.
I thought you were talking AFC, NFC for these matchups.
Oh, no, we already rotate outside your division.
I think the way to do it would be AFC, NFC pairings.
Okay, I agree. Yeah. Baltimore, Washington, Houston, Dallas is a gimme, right? What about Indy? That's a toughie.
Green Bay or one of the
make
Bears,
up a rivalry.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Jacksonville, another Florida team.
Falcons.
Falcons. That's not a Florida team.
Yeah, but they're close. Atlanta.
They're close enough.
Jacksonville, yeah.
That would be phenomenal.
I think somebody floated this a while ago, and then you'd have like a wonky one at the end that would be like Bengals, Cardinals, and the Who Cares Bowl every year.
But how would that be different than Pirates, Tigers?
Yeah.
You treat your worst teams, if they don't have a natural rival, then forget it. How is it not Pirates, Cleveland, by the way?
Should be. I mean, that does not make any sense.
They probably have
me.
The Reds, huh?
Well, you know, one team
Reds
could have two.
Reds and Guardians play against
each other. You need the pairings, but... Yeah, they very well may do that when they go to an 18th game, because right now the way it works is this convoluted thing where you play the division finisher of the division you faced 2 years ago from the NFC or whatever. So,
do you know what kind of spectacle that would become and the animosity that would arise between Steelers-Eagles every year at Beaver Stadium?
I really don't. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to wrap your head around.
Limits, I'm surprised you're not more excited about this.
I'm 1,000% excited. They should do this.
It doesn't sound like it.
Because the Steelers, I mean, Pittsburgh, you're 2.5 hours away. from Beaver Stadium. Philadelphia is, what, roughly 3 hours away?
Yeah.
You play it in the center. You see this a lot with college basketball games, where Penn State always has a game at, like, the Palestra over by Philadelphia where they'll play somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball does it all the time. The NFL keeps adding games. The NHL, we see it with Stadium Series. Do something like this.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
We have to go, Brian. We have no more time. You were great, as you always are.
Thanks,
we'll
Joe.
Talk to you next Tuesday. Is there any other questions for... Oh, I did have a quick question in 20 seconds. I keep getting this in my mailbag, and especially with Pickens now. What is the status of Roman Wilson? What is going on there?
I think this is probably a redshirt year for him at this point. I mean, you wouldn't even know.
Is he practicing?
No, he's on IR. They haven't designated him for return or opened his practice window.
Do you ever see him?
Or anything. Yeah, he's around the team, but he's trying to get his hamstring right, and I think at this point...
Maybe they can give him an MRI.
At this point, you've come to a lost year for him.
Thank you, Brian. So it's no chance. If they
I'm not going to say no chance. I don't speak in absolutes.
If somebody else gets hurt, if who's the number two? If Mike Williams gets hurt.
Van Jefferson. Calvin Austin would probably be the big one because he has the speed and the quickness.
We have to go. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevy EV models. Up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 56 and sunny. Good night, Limits.
Good night.